This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is the one story you will always remember about your travels? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Justin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
So, back in middle school, I think it was during midwinter break, my parents decided to take me and my sister down to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico.
All right.
And I was like, so that was pretty fun. And except for when we got off the airplane, my sister almost got kidnapped by a suspicious car that kept, like, being like, no, I'll take you to your hotel. So they almost got her. And then her being a redhead, she wanted to get a tan. So she got FPS 15. And decided to tan in Mexico and turn into a lobster from head to toe.
So she ruined about 2 days of her trip, didn't she?
Oh, it was roughly about three. And then when she finally was ready and, like, able to, like, leave the hotel room, my dad was like, screw it. We're going to go to a nice restaurant. None were available, so we went to Hooters.
Oops. All right. Okay.
Yeah, hey, sure. So, none were available,
sure,
kids.
I called everywhere.
So I have to take you to Hooters. Damn. Mm-hmm. Damn.
Oh, yeah. So like, 12-year-old me is thrilled as all hell that we're at Hooters right now. This was absolutely amazing. And then on top of that, you got all of, like, the, like, good hotel food, like, beach food and all that stuff. And then we decided to go, horseback riding up in mountains. And these horses looked like they haven't been fed in, like, a long-ass yeah. time. But, man, they climbed up them hills pretty good, even with the fat little kid that I was. But, you know.
they don't eat or nothing. They just keep walking up that mountain,
that's
brother.
That's incredible, man. We just strap you on the back.
I do enjoy Mexico. Every time I go, because we go to Mazatlan, 9 out of 10 times we go to Mexico, right? And mm-hmm. I do not know what it is. I don't know if they don't have a lot of immigration officers, but every time we land, it is the same mean-looking bald dude, right? And I don't expect him to remember me. I understand that. The man sees thousands of people a day. But I always end up in his line every time. But the thing is, he opens my passport, does it never, and he never smiles, never says, hola, nothing, man. He just stares at you, takes your passport, opens it up. And when he looks down, I know that he sees, not only have I been to Mazatlan multiple times, but you are the guy that stamped me in. And he still looks at it like it's suspicious, still stares me down again. I'm like, brother, this is 15 years of this.
Yeah.
It's 15 years of this, and it's always yours. I think one time I had someone else stamp the passport. Like, you keep letting me in. Mm-hmm. Why the staring?
Right. I've ridden,
eventually, you're going to slip up.
I've ridden horses a couple times.
And when you do, he's going to be ready. He's been waiting.
Oh, he will. I knew it.
Yeah. In Jamaica, took a horse up on top of a hill. That was an adventure all on its own.
How did your horse look?
Horse was not bad that time, right?
Because he ain't kidding about some of those Mexican horses. Yeah, like, I'm not riding that thing.
That was Ocho Rios. But the gentleman with the machine gun in the trail who was telling me to turn around, he was not messing around. So basically, I just backtracked, put back down. Different trip there at a different beach. They were renting horses that you could run on the beach.
Okay.
You know, like a movie, like, you know, run through the water.
Do you have the ability to ride a horse
like that? I'm looking at these horses, and the guy's like, well, just get up on one, you know, see what you think, whatever.
like a test drive.
In this thing, man, you don't. There's a reason they're called horse flies.
Yeah.
Because they're attracted to horses. Okay, so as soon as I get up on this thing, I realize, like, God, those things suck. I am surrounded by 50 horse flies. And zang, I'm just right. Like, oh, my God, I jumped off that damn thing. I'm like, no way.
No thank you.
No way. I mean, they were everywhere. They're the size of birds.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.